here, the bad boys are wrestling.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following Podzilla 1985 podcast is scheduled for one fall. I'm Hunter Hendricks, he's Zach Price, and your host, Shannon Young. This is Pro Wrestling Unscripted.
The coach.
And goddamn. Did you not say
take
the coach?
Two. No, I didn't say the nicknames. Right.
The coach is here. Mr. Money in the Bank.
I thought I'd let you take care of that.
Mr. Money in the Bank.
Yeah.
With the briefcase.
Just beat the hell out of the... That's good for the audio level.
Oh, dude, it's...
That's fantastic.
I was going to say, this thing isn't going to get tore up. But the audio mic.
No, it's cardboard. It will.
No.
It's going to get beaten up.
I'm going to go home.
If he crushes against someone's head, it will.
Yeah, you only get one shot with that.
Yeah. You better pick your target.
Trick.
Yeah. Whoever you want to take down.
It's Nate's birthday, so.
Nate. Oh, it is
Nate's birthday. Happy birthday to Nate Smith.
Happy birthday, Nate.
Fuck Nate.
Jeez.
Heel status? I don't know. Is it a heel if you make fun of Nate?
I feel like you're gonna piss somebody off big, like either him or Tanner or Big Johnny, and they're just gonna punch straight through that thing.
Probably not me, because I've put up with him already, and I've accepted Zach for what he is, and I like Zach.
I thought you were just gonna take it.
No.
I thought that was where that was going.
Tanner's known him longer than me, and Tanner is a very, very calm man. Big Johnny, though. Big Johnny.
It did belong to Big Johnny in the first place.
That's true. What the Lord giveth, the Lord can take away.
That's right.
I feel like Big Johnny would be the most dangerous out of all of us. But hey, you know what's important?
What's that?
The three of us are back together.
That's
again.
Right.
It's been five
Wolfpack
weeks.
Pack is back.
It's been a while, man.
It's bringing
been five.
Mass
this
destruction.
Is this is the fifth week since the last time we all three did one.
Is that true? I just sworn there was one week in between.
The next one, you were sick and you couldn't make it. And then I had to work. You went to Philadelphia. Then I had that toothache last week, so it's been 4 weeks in between our last one, so this is five
weeks.
Wow,
so a month later, finally, Pro Wrestling Scripted is back together, and a great week to start talking again,
really.
Because we had a pay-per-view on Sunday.
So I'm told. I don't know, I tried to write about it last night, and I browned out. I didn't know what the hell was going on.
Kaylee said, was it a good show, and I said, I don't remember.
It was a show.
Can you give me a Letterman-esque...
Folks, we had a show for you on Sunday, and gosh, I wish it were better.
Well, you sound like David Letterman right there, too. My God.
I don't know. I
spectacular.
Can't
help. Are you recording this?
I hope.
Oh.
We'll find
We're
going
to wave
we'll
to everybody
out.
On YouTube. Hi, YouTube.
Hi, YouTube.
I'm back.
The comment section.
Oh, no.
Like,
oh, no. Comments
like,
are disabled
review,
for this.
Subscribe, comment, whatever.
Do not comment.
Don't
Do
comment.
Not comment.
Don't comment.
Like it at least.
Like
me.
It at least, yeah.
I can take it.
You want to start off by talking about that pay-per-view?
Yeah, I guess. I went ahead and wrote down. I intended to, usually when I do notes for a show, it's not just like literally matches. There's always, you know, oh, this happened and that happened.
Yeah.
And just like an idea to get me off on a running deal here, on a running move. But I just wrote match results, man, because honestly, what really can you say about it?
I don't even feel like we need to go over the match results per se.
I don't think we need to go over the pay-per-view.
Well, let's just talk about the pay-per-view and what we thought of it.
Yeah, because I did my blog last night, finally, and that's what I ended up doing, because usually the wrestling blogs over at RealReich993.com get the bigger hits than anything else that I do. They get the most hits.
Right.
So I'm like, all right, fine, I'll give it a shot. And I mean, literally, after I wrote about, all right, the opening six-man tag, which wasn't even, again, technically part of the pay-per-view, was fine. It was fine for what it was.
I mean, I'm pretty sure every match on the show, except for maybe one, went exactly the way we thought it was going to go.
Yeah.
I mean, it was predictable.
It was so predictable.
But let's talk about the one unpredictable aspect of the show that legitimately had me go, wow, Alberto Del Rio.
Yeah, the rumor had been he was coming back, but I did not expect it to be that quick.
I did not expect it was Zeb Coulter.
Yeah.
I can't see Zach. I don't know if that's a problem or not.
It's probably the briefcase.
It's the briefcase.
Let's move the briefcase. There
I'll take care of it. Okay.
Just for now.
The game's already available. It's fine. It's
mine's
fine.
Not.
His not. God, no.
Oh, boy.
Alberto Del Rio. When Zeb Coulter came out, legitimately thought it was going to be Jack Swagger.
Right.
And I went, I remember going, fuck.
So did I.
Come on.
Dragging it out.
At least maybe Cesaro.
Maybe.
Maybe Cesaro got back with the Real Americans.
Right.
Remember that was the last time he was, like, pushed? Was when he was with the Real Americans?
Tyson Kidd?
Briefly.
Tag titles.
Briefly.
Yeah.
Wasn't
Heyman
part of that?
He left for Heyman, and then that screwed him.
Yeah,
the Heyman connection did nothing for him.
No. King of Swing,
He ain't Donkey Kong.
No, he's not part of the DK crew.
No. Speaking of which, we played Mario Kart yesterday.
Yeah,
me and Lindsay and Allie think about that for a second, and then Allie picked Donkey Kong. Who the fuck picks Donkey Kong?
Nobody picks Donkey Kong
in Mario Kart.
No.
A Bowser. Big giant monkey.
You pick Bowser.
If you want a
heavyweight, you pick Bowser. You picked wrong.
Or you pick Roy. Here's Roy.
Now here's Roy.
My favorite turtle. Anyway, so Alberto Del Rio comes out and beat John Cena. Didn't just beat him. Beat him clean.
Clean as a sheet.
Quickly, too.
Yeah.
It was what, a 7-minute match?
Yeah, not a dragged-out effort by any stretch.
No, and a lot of people are saying, the rumor mill says that Cena is being punished for taking time off.
Really?
WWE is sending a message to him about taking time off. I don't know. How else do you explain Alberto Del Rio beating him clean in 7 minutes with a low super kick?
Yeah, and that does tie in.
I don't know.
It does tie into also the rumor that Cena is going to be back a little sooner than before. Originally, it was the end of December, and now they've pushed that back up to TLC, that he might show back up at that and get his rematch for the U.S. title, which, let's just be honest, he's going to win.
I don't think he will.
You don't think so?
No, I think they're going to.
All right.
Well, no, you're right.
Well, we'll see in the next couple of months, obviously. There's time between now and then.
I thought about this, and my first thought was, they're pushing Del Rio. I mean, to give him a win over Cena,
yeah,
a big win like that over Cena, it's got to be a show of faith, right? But then I remembered they're touring Mexico.
Oh, yeah.
Literally the only reason that they brought Del Rio back
and
put the title on him. Yeah,
they started there. That's where the pay-per-view was, in L.A., right?
Yeah.
And then Raw was in San Diego, I think. So, of course.
So they're just pandering.
No, naturally. They've been saying for a while now without actually saying it. They're not going on Raw and running ads for Hispanic superstars, don't get me wrong. But, I mean, that's basically what they're going around all the indie shows and just sending out papers. Just, hey, please.
Are you of Hispanic descent? Have you ever wanted to lose to John Cena? Please.
Give us a call today.
If we're talking about Alberto Del Rio and John Cena, I got to ask Coach. John Cena lost.
Yeah.
How did that make you feel?
He did.
I was actually quite happy that Alberto Del Rio was back. I also want to mention, I like how Jack Swagger got pushed so far down that even Zeb Coulter stole his music.
Does Jack Swagger even work there anymore?
And he stole Name Redacted as
Rascal.
He's on
Up, Down, Down.
No, that's true.
He's on Up, Up, Down, Down.
Who is? Swagger?
Swagger
yeah.
is?
Yeah.
Oklahoma.
What's his nickname?
Oklahoma.
The Oklahoma. Oh, that's right. I do remember that now.
What a great show.
It is.
I was very upset that he lost.
John Cena?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm glad he lost.
Fuck you.
I'm glad
he
lost.
Didn't even get into it.
Well, everybody has to lose sometime.
Right.
No,
Cena.
No king reigns forever.
No. Not unless you're a spin king. Spin king.
Guys, we'll give a shout out to our newest sponsor, spinkings.com.
Right.
The more you spend, the more you spend.
And go to our website, podzilla1985.com. Emails, podzilla@hotmail.com. Yeah. Every week they choose a lucky random spin king to spend $1 million.
Right. So, yeah. And remember, if you enter the promo code RAMEN, you can spend twice as much as what you wanted to spend.
It's never been easier to spend than on spinkings.com.
Never. So if you want more information,
that's a fucking loss, man.
If you want more information about spin kings, email us
podzilla1985@hotmail.com.
Yeah. There you go. All right.
So we're
glad we
about?
Got that out there.
Who the fuck are these people?
Okay, the one who just went by is one of my part-timers. I have I guess the group out there is the tour group. Maybe like she may have been part of that because they're from Southeast.
So there's like one guy in a flannel shirt.
I know, I'm right here.
Why is there 12 notifications on Facebook?
One guy, flannel shirt.
Oh, you're wearing a flannel shirt.
Yeah, I am.
But you're handsome,
to see,
too.
No, oh, thanks.
What were we talking about?
I don't know.
Cena! Yeah.
John Cena!
The C-Nation.
Yeah.
What do you think about Alberto Del Rio and Zeb Coulter together?
I don't like it. And here's the thing. I don't just not like it because it doesn't make sense. I don't like it because it doesn't fucking make sense. They still haven't made it make sense. After Monday Night on Raw, all we got was we're going to be our own country, the Mex-Americans, and we're the only citizens. All right, here we go. It reminds me of Chris Farley in that sketch from SNL where he's the astronaut, and I'm going to stack them 10 high. All right, here we go. It's dumb.
Is that the one where his pants came down and Dennis Miller goes, did I just see the new guy's ass?
Yeah. He completely collapses the whole set.
Oh, Fatty falls down, everyone goes home happy.
Fatty boom boom. But anyway, yeah, that's what it makes me think of, just in the sense of there's no sense. Done nothing to explain.
No, but at least Del Rio's back. I miss him. He's a great talent.
Yep.
And if they have Zeb Coulter talking for him, it'll be even better.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And I believe that's the only thing that happened at the pay-per-view. They ended it after that match, didn't
they? I'm browned out for the rest of it. I'm serious.
Yeah. No, there were a couple of things. New Day retained. We were wrong on that one.
There were literally. No, who's
I knew
we?
You were.
Not we.
Well, me and someone.
Yeah, you and Asa, I think.
Asa was wrong?
Well, I don't know.
It had to be you.
Yeah, maybe
Ace is never wrong.
He is a five-star man.
He's a five-star man.
What I thought was kind of weird was I wrote the matches in order, and literally after the opener all the way up until the main event, every match was a title match. It's like we did Night of Champions all over again, except the only title that changed hands was the U.S. title, because you immediately go tag titles, retained. No, I'm sorry. I take that back. The Hell in a Cell between Roman Reigns and Bray Wyatt was
which
not.
Which is a great match.
Which was a great match. But here's the thing. When it was over, I thought, man, that was a great match. It reminds me of going to see Green Lantern, because about 2 hours later at the end of the pay-per-view, I was like, was it, though? Was it a great match? It was pretty decent.
It was good, other than the part where Bray Wyatt puts the kendo sticks, I'm sorry, Singapore canes, whatever you want to call
whatever they are, yeah.
Puts him in the corner as if he's going to Mortal Kombat style impale Roman Reigns as a finisher.
Yeah.
I think Asa said he was going to use Tremor's finisher, which I didn't get because I've never played as Tremor. In Mortal Kombat.
I just laughed when he said that. I was like, yeah.
It was a polite smile. Like you were like...
I agree.
I agree with Tremor. Yes. What's his name? The trademark?
I agree with that, yes.
It was a good match.
Yeah.
The blah Bray Wyatt.
Yeah. Yep.
Fucking Bray.
Yep.
Give it 1 second. We'll get back to that. what else happened? Nikki Bella and Charlotte had a great match.
Yep.
It went over 6 minutes. Ten minutes.
That's true. Yeah. But it's exactly what we expected. Again, New Day and Dudley's. Rollins over Kane. In and out.
Pointless.
7 minutes. Yeah. Might as well not even done it. Owens over Ryback.
Pointless.
I think they forgot that match was supposed to happen.
Well,
the Intercontinental title went off after the World.
Forgot that it happened.
I would say you were there. You got there at that time, and we were like, all right, let's get ready for the main event. And then Ryback's music started. And we were like, oh, right.
Wait a minute.
He had a match.
Yeah. So, and that ended exactly as we thought. And then Lesnar and Taker.
I feel like this pay-per-view was one of those coloring books with numbers.
Yeah, you just fill it in.
Paint by the numbers. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
But
isn't
Taker.
Isn't that a Sarah Palin book?
He's so far from the mic. Make him get closer to the mic.
Yeah, I can't do this.
You can't. It's
can't
weird, isn't it?
You got to move in. Move in, coach. Move up here.
You're not going to coach me on
this.
He's the assistant coach.
That's going to sound awesome on the... I should have muted your mic when that happened. That's going to sound great.
All right.
Here comes the briefcase.
Resituated.
Stop staring.
Nice.
I'm not staring. I'm staring at the briefcase. I want it.
For anybody not watching YouTube, this is a great audio gag on, or a visual gag on the audio podcast. Trademark Ace of Gray.
Really, I would say this is expected by our fans at this point.
They know what they're getting themselves into.
But anyway, yeah, Charlotte and Nikki had a great match. Nikki,
I guess. Did
fucking,
they?
Fucking Dalton. Fucking Dalton. So
it's the first time his name gets mentioned, and it's preceded by fucking Dalton.
We're playing 2K16. It's on my system.
That 2K? Which game? The one I don't have yet.
Well, you're acting like we're in gaming grounds, and I'm asking the African American gentleman which 2K he wants to play. And you start by saying wrestling because you don't want to sound stereotypical,
right?
You know, can
it's
I play 2K?
Not be racist.
Wrestling or basketball?
I would have said basketball.
Oh, okay.
Anyway.
Oh, all right. Keep talking. I'm out. This is live.
Well, this is live, Hunter.
Can I explain the ghost pepper thing then while you're gone?
All right, let me explain the situation for them real quick. Hunter had to step out for a second. Very important. And now Zach's going to talk. Zach, you talk.
Okay, so this is the first time in 5 weeks that we've all been on the show together.
Right.
Four weeks ago was the day we missed. I was supposed to do the ghost pepper.
Yes.
You were supposed to go with me to pick it up.
Yes.
You never showed up.
That was the day I went crazy.
You kind of just left me hanging.
That was the day I went crazy. That's the day I was so emotionally and drained that I couldn't do anything.
And so we kind of let that one go, and we're like, okay, we'll do it next week. Well, then next week we were going to do it when Hunter's friend was here, and I usually never work on a Friday. I usually don't work a morning shift at all.
Right.
I got work the morning, and I was like, well, fuck. Now we got to do it next week. Next week you went to Philly.
Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Philadelphia. Whatever.
Okay. You're fine. It's fine. Go ahead.
And so we're going to get through it then. And now this week... You were going to go pick it up with me again today, but you had to drive to Jackson to get my game, which I still have yet to receive, and so you were going to be late, and so we will be next week. So, Aaron, I know Hunter's gave us all the lowdown on how you hold a grudge, ex-military, and that I need to get it done.
Yeah, he really made you seem threatening.
I'm not going to lie. I've been wanting to do this. I think we all know.
The only
reason I've made this bet is because I knew I would lose, and I want to give a show.
He wanted to eat the ghost pepper so bad, like groceries.
Like, I am on a strict budget. And I can't afford to do it, but I want to do it.
Yeah, and we want to see you do it.
So I'm giving a shout-out. I promise next week, as everything goes correctly, it will be done.
Assuming no one dies, no one goes crazy.
No one gets scheduled to work.
No one gets scheduled to work. Nothing bad happens. The studio doesn't shut down. You're going to eat the ghost pepper. We're going to record it, and we're going to post it on YouTube.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Aaron, there you have it. Where's Hunter at?
Did I say why I missed last week?
You had a dentist appointment.
Emergency dentist appointment.
I don't know if you mentioned it. I mentioned it a lot.
Oh, emergency dentist.
Because I kept using it for a joke. I won't lie to you.
I know. I hear. I hear all the jokes about me, and I swear to God, one of these days, I am going to do my own video thing, and I'm going to have notes for every one of you motherfuckers that keep talking shit about me, because that's what a heel does. Yeah, he gets back.
You don't claim to be the number one heel without ruffling a few feathers. You know?
Oh, I know. And I'm about the Ruffalo's feathers real bad.
Now, Dalton said he wants to be the true heel. But he's...
He cannot be the goddamn true heel. That motherfucker, if you... Oh, my God. He's got me pissed off now.
Well, I just mentioned his name is all.
No, you mentioned the fact that he wants to be the true heel. You can't be a true heel. You can only be the number one heel, and I'm the number one heel.
I told him he was a chicken shit heel.
He is a chicken... No, he's a chicken shit. His nickname now for me is Dipshit Dalton.
Dipshit Dalton.
Yeah, motherfucker. You can't come out and say you're going to be the true heel. Last time that Facebook post, he put hashtag true heel. No. No. The thing is...
So we're going to have a heel versus heel match. We need to set this up. Hair versus hair.
But, motherfucker, I'm willing to put that on because I am a fucking black belt. I am a jiu-jitsu... I used to teach jiu-jitsu and grappling in my karate class. I have 100 pounds on that motherfucker.
I think we'd have to do this on 2K.
No.
No?
We go bigger, we go home.
So you want to legitimately fight Dalton, hair versus hair match?
We won't fight, we'll just wrestle. Mm. I will literally...
Stretch him out. All right, Dalton, you heard it.
I'm calling you out, Dalton.
You heard it here first, folks. Zach Price, he's going towards the camera.
I'm calling you out, Dalton.
He's calling him out. Zach versus Dalton in a stretch out match. I don't know what to call it.
Just a grappling match.
Now, I feel bad talking about wrestling with Hunter not here.
I feel weird.
Yeah.
We're in his studio. We don't know how to keep this up.
We should just trash the studio while he's gone.
Like they did on Conan O'Brien?
Yeah, let's just break the damn
Hunter
thing
left.
Down.
Okay, you can leave the show now and just tear up the fucking studio. Oh, by the way, when am I going to get my questionnaire show?
You're jealous that Dalton got his own...
I'm pissed off that he got his first.
Hey, Dalton was there. At the time, that's okay. The way that happened. And it was a good show. It was an interesting
show. If
you're
going to have the true heel on, you got to have the number one heel on.
Let's revisit that show real quick, and I want to ask you...
Yeah, I see some questions. I'm pissed about some of the things you guys said about me.
Well, I wanted to ask you a legitimate question.
Okay.
Not just fucking with you. The CM Punk thing. What are your thoughts on that? Did you hear that part?
No, because you guys post the show so late, and I get home at midnight, and it didn't post in my thing until 1, and I'm like, okay, I'll listen to some of it.
Yeah.
I know there's part of... I really just kind of skipped through until I heard my name.
Yeah.
A lot of the time.
I figured.
Because I wanted to know what you guys said about me.
Yeah.
But what was the thing about CM Punk that I will answer it?
Well, we talked about CM Punk and how I said I don't think he'll ever fight in UFC.
Oh, this you said this at the pay-per-view too to us.
I think so. But here's the statement I made on that show. And if for the people out there, for you guys that are listening to Pro Wrestling Unscripted that didn't listen to the show I did with Dalton, Mr. 100%, let me make the statement that I made on there and let me get some hate mail from you. What I said... is that CM Punk is to the UFC what Ava Marie is to NXT. And just because you really want to do something really bad and you train really hard at it, doesn't mean you'll be any good at it. And I don't think Punk will ever step in the ring. I don't think he'll fight. Or the octagon, I'm sorry.
Okay, I'll go on a thing here. The thing is that I see where you're coming from because Ava Marie wants to be a wrestler.
Wants to be good.
And I'm not going to falter for that. I've always wanted to be a wrestler, but I know I can't do it.
Yeah.
I mean, I can try, but I don't think I'm going to get anywhere far.
Right.
And I applaud her for that. But the thing is that she has a look. She doesn't have the talent. CM Punk, he is very passionate about the sport. I do think he will have a match. I mean, because I think you told us that he'll never step in the octagon because he can't do it. I don't believe that. As many stories we've heard about CM Punk, he's the most passionate and most dedicated person. When he sets his mind to something, he goes and does it. Even if he loses, fails, whatever, he's going to get in that ring. Now he's not a, I don't want to say that he's not a UFC fighter because he technically kind of is.
He's signed to it. So he's a UFC fighter.
But is he a fighter though? Is my question. Because
until he gets in the ring and fights, I'd say no. It's just like me saying I'm a writer. Well, until I get something published, am I a writer?
True.
You know?
But I don't think he's, we have not seen him. I don't think any of us have seen him fight. I don't think any of us have seen him train. I think when we get in the ring, we're talking about CM Punk.
Hey, Hunter's back. And we didn't want to talk about wrestling while you were gone because we're like, we don't want him to miss him.
I mean, I called out Dalton on the show to a wrestling match for the number one heel
hair
status.
Hair versus hair.
When I say hair versus hair, I literally mean cut it off, then take a razor and shaving cream and make that thing smooth.
Look like Vincent D'Onofrio and Daredevil. Skin. Yeah.
Yeah. But yikes. I think CM Punk isn't, I kind of see where you're going, but I don't fully agree with it. I do think he will be in the ring. I do think he is.
Even if he loses, you think he'll go.
He'll get in the ring no matter what.
Well, Hunter, I know you listened to the Dalton show.
Yes.
So I just real quick, we won't spend too much time on it because we were pretty much stalling.
Yeah.
Stalling Dalton.
Dipshit Dalton.
When I said that CM Punk is to UFC as Ava Marie is to NXT, did you agree with that?
I'm sorry, hang on, say it again. I got like sun poisoning.
CM Punk is to the UFC as Eva Marie is to NXT. In the sense that you really want to do something and you train really hard for it, doesn't mean you're going to be good at it.
I think it's too early to say that, man, to be honest with you. I mean, it's not necessarily the case in as much as the guy hasn't actually fought yet. Now he got injured and he's had some setbacks trying to get going, but I would agree with you maybe if he got in the ring and got his ass kicked in 5 seconds, but then again, so did Brock Lesnar in his first match. So, and I don't know that much about UFC, so you got to understand, I'm working from an outside perspective. Yeah. But I mean, again, to my knowledge, the guy hasn't had a match yet, right?
No.
Ava Marie has had plenty of them, and they're fucking terrible.
Well, that's what worries me about CM Punk, though, is that he hasn't had a match yet. And I know it takes a while to get prepared for this, but I feel like this is just stalling.
Well, that's my question. I guess really that would be the question anyway. Is the stalling on the part of CM Punk, or is it UFC? Natural causes that he can't? Yeah, it's outside of his hands. Is it UFC? Is it, again, injuries that are they necessarily his fault? I mean, that's really what I'm getting at. I think it's too early to say that, is basically what I'm saying.
I agree, and there's one thing I want to say to that. There's a difference in Eva Marie and CM Punk. One, Eva Marie thinks she's going to be good. CM Punk says, if I get in the ring and win, lose, or draw, I still did what I wanted to do. He doesn't know. He's not going out saying he's going to destroy everybody and saying he's going to win or say
like Brock Lesnar.
Yeah. He's saying, as long as I get in that ring and have my first fight, we don't know where I'm at.
Brock Lesnar
Eva Marie
about
thinks
everything.
She's going to be the top.
As far as I'm concerned, if CM Punk gets in the ring and has a match, win, lose, or draw, he's made it. He's done.
Mm-hmm.
He's succeeded. Because we're all so afraid to do it. If we eliminated fear from our lives, imagine what we could accomplish.
Yeah, really.
You know? Speaking of Eva Marie, let's get back onto to current stuff.
Yeah.
Just real quick, did you see that they're going to focus on her on the next Total Divas?
Oh, yeah.
Her and Amanda?
Yeah, I don't know.
Blonde Silicone number 24?
Well, speaking of focusing on her, I mean, I don't want to talk too much about NXT spoilers because I have a bad habit of looking too far ahead, but...
Let's just wrap up that pay-per-view.
It's coming.
Yeah, let's put that after the pay-per-view. I forgot. We weren't talking... It's been so long since we were talking about her.
I was gone.
The fuck were we talking about?
Out of here.
The only one thing about the pay-per-view other than that mattered, and that was the main event, Taker versus Lesnar. Let's talk about that real quick.
Let's talk about how it wasn't as good as their other matches. Can we please?
It was not.
It was.
Well, it was better than the first one.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay, which first one are we talking about? Because if you're talking about the Hell in a Cell from No Mercy 2002, that was probably the best of all of them.
No, WrestleMania.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that was definitely that.
You read my thing about how Lesnar kind of got in a little bit of... Or Vince was pissed backstage.
Yeah, pissed backstage because of the blood.
Oh,
the
juice.
Well, not only the blood, but the ref...
Pushing the ref.
That was legitimate.
Yeah, we were like, was that set up or whatnot? But yeah, the doctor comes out to look at him, and he literally shoves him. And Vince was like, fuck, what are you doing? We need a... Well,
from what I read... The doctor and the official went out there literally to calm Lesnar down.
Yeah.
Like, they were afraid Lesnar was going to...
bleed all over the place.
And physically hurt the Undertaker. Yeah. Like, really fight him.
Yeah.
You could tell in that spot where Lesnar had Taker on the ground and was just throwing shots at him.
Mm-hmm.
That looked a little too real.
That was real. That was real to him,
It
for
looked
sure.
like Lesnar Damn was it. Beating the shit out of Undertaker at that point. And as tough as the Undertaker is, you get a beast like Brock Lesnar on top of you, pummeling you UFC style... Not a lot you can
do. You're a 50-year-old man. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Lesnar's only 38. So
yeah.
You know, he's still a young gun.
Right, exactly.
He's still dangerous.
Yeah. Well, WWE issued a statement, and this was interesting to people. It says, quote, WWE programming is TVPG. We do not permit intentional bleeding. The communication or contact between our performers and referees is part of our safety protocol. That said, unintentional blood sometimes occurs, and we do our best to minimize. People picked that apart until they realized... This is the same statement they issued after the Roman Reigns-Brock Lesnar match at WrestleMania, where the same thing basically happened. Yeah. Now, that's the real question I think is worth talking about. Is the guy blading? Because all
we
signs...
We think he just misses his hand.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, all signs point to the fact that theoretically he would be, but everybody who's in the know backstage says there's no way. You don't blade yourself and need 9 staples in your head.
Well,
not
that
doesn't happen.
Unless you are Lesnar, Lesnar says, if I'm going to do it bad.
Yeah, and he's like trying to unzip his own head, you know?
Like the Hellraiser. Yeah. Like, he's going from the top down.
It always happens every time he gets busted open is when he hits that post.
Yes.
Because Triple H done it to him in like 2 matches. And even their backstage brawl. Undertaker's always done it to him. It's like, I literally sometimes, it looks like he just like, fuck it, I'm going to take this, make the shot look so real.
Yeah.
It looks like he actually headbutts, and then it also looks like he doesn't know where to put his hand.
Well, that's what they did. Yeah, that was kind of how they did it sometimes back in the day. If you didn't have the blade, or if you're in a cage match, you don't need a blade. Just slam your head in that cage. Sooner or later, you're gonna bleed
pop.
One way or another.
Yeah. Well, if you watch the replay, it legitimately looks like Lesnar went head first into that post.
Right.
And as soon as his head came up, you could see the blood start pouring down. Mm-hmm. I think it was 100% legit. I just think Brock Lesnar has the skin of a balloon that's filled with water. You just scratch a little bit, it just
pops. He sweats like he's filled with water.
He does. And like I said, thank God he sweats so much it stopped the blood flow.
Maybe he should be Big Wool.
Oh,
he's a heavy sweater.
He'll never be on Up, Up, Down, Down. What video games does Brock Lesnar play? Is there a game?
2K16 and he just plays himself.
I like to think he plays like Farmville or Harvest Moon. You know,
Cooking Mama?
Well, easy. Well, that's Sable's job. She's the woman.
Oh, easy on me. Easy for you.
What? He plays Big Mother Trucker on the PS2.
He plays John Deere Farming Simulator 15, and then he goes out and does it for real.
And actually goes through the process. Little Cabela's Big Game Hunt.
You know what I always hated was The Sims.
Yeah.
Because The Sims have better lives than me. The Sims have their
That's
own.
That's kind of your fault, though, isn't it?
Well, no. They get more opportunities than I do.
I like the Oregon Trail.
But you give them to them. That's what I'm saying.
I got dysentery every time.
He died of it.
I always ate way too much, way too soon. I never made it halfway.
Ultimately, I mean, what a forgettable pay-per-view. And even the Lesnar-Undertaker match, what a forgettable match.
Lesnar versus Undertaker for, what was the last one they had? Was it SummerSlam?
Yeah. I like that match.
I like that match, too. And I defended it when Asa was saying it was unnecessary and pointless.
Yeah.
But this match was completely unnecessary and pointless.
It made it feel that way. That's the problem. It retroactively makes the SummerSlam match worse.
Hopefully, it ends the feud. That is over now.
That's what they played up to all night long, the final chapter. This is it. It's all said and done.
And there was a little bit of, what do you want to call it, justice in the way that it ended with Lesnar hitting the low blow.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it wrapped up nicely.
Yeah.
It was a decent enough match.
Well, and if you want to look at it from a, like a bird's eye view type of, you want to look at it in the long game, ultimately, what are they doing? WWE is positioning Brock Lesnar as the next Undertaker. And I don't mean that Lesnar's going to start wearing a trench coat and the hat and all that shit. Lesnar is going to be the new special attraction. Sooner or later, Undertaker's not going to be able to go anymore. We got to face that.
Taker's
going to
come out yearly.
Right. And Lesnar can still do that for a long time. And literally, they're probably going to want to back his dates off as much as they can because the motherfucker is expensive.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, you pay for quality.
Yeah, so push him back to...
There's a reason I pay more at Katie O'Farrell's than I do at Taco Bell.
Do you go to Katie O'Farrell's
office? Once.
Oh, okay.
Taco John's. Yeah.
They brought me a whole chicken.
Was it Dalton?
No. I ordered chicken. I was like, well, the chicken sounds good. And they brought me a chicken. I had to take it apart myself.
What kind of chicken was it? Was it baked or fried? How much? Or was it?
Like, I don't remember. But I remember the
crispy?
Potatoes were off.
He was too busy thinking about how much it was going to cost. I've done that.
Oh, don't tell her
don't
that.
Don't act like you haven't.
No, no, I did.
I've done
was it.
Was
it crispy chicken?
I felt crispy after
the
paying that price.
Off?
You burnt, son.
I don't think there was skin.
How do you not know if it's fried or not?
I was more worried about
He's
the
so
date.
Concerned.
Let's get back to wrestling.
You're talking about a pay-per-view that no one cares about.
I'm wrestling with the thought of leaving.
You know what's more... Okay, can we go to Raw?
Yeah, well, we can.
You know what? We got to talk about the end, though. We got to talk about the end of the pay-per-view.
Oh,
you
geez.
Have to talk about it.
See, this is how forgettable it was. Even with it being the big angle, I literally had forgotten that happened.
So Bray Wyatt, after losing to Roman Reigns earlier in the
decidedly.
Night.
Decidedly.
And losing to everybody for the past however long.
And in a 20-minute cell match where, honestly, he should be on a gurney backstage.
He comes out in dominant fashion.
Yep.
They beat up The Undertaker and carry him out.
Yep. Just walks along, no big deal.
And what? And why?
The guy couldn't limp like a little bit. That was my biggest gripe about the whole thing.
There was no follow-up either.
No.
On Raw.
Yeah, there was.
Well, not with Taker.
Now, there's a follow-up on SmackDown. I will say that because by the time that this is heard, SmackDown will already be out there. The Wyatts show up, do their thing, and at some point in time, Bray is apparently holding Undertaker's hat and Kane's mask.
Oh, goody. Is he the Repo Man 2015?
You know why? Did you hear why Big Johnny said that the Bray Wyatt came out and carried them out?
Why?
So that he wouldn't fall getting to the backstage.
He wouldn't get himself hurt again. Shawn Michaels and Triple H have to come out and help him to the back one more time.
I don't understand where this is going. Everyone, the rumor is it's heading towards Survivor Series.
Right.
Taker, Kane, plus two others versus the Wyatts.
It'll be the Dudleys.
I don't think Dudleys.
You don't think so? Because they're not the number one contenders anymore.
I think
Lucha Dragons are.
I think Dalton, God forgive him, he tries, suggested Finn Balor would make his debut because if you're going with the supernatural kind of theme, you could have the Demon Balor.
So then you got two more to choose from, though.
One more. Because it's 4-on-4.
It's 4-on-4.
Classic what? Survivor Series.
I thought
Classic is 5-on-5, but they're not going to do 5-on-5.
4-on-4 is what I always remembered.
Yeah.
You know, that was always the popular style.
They don't have enough for that. And you'd have to cram somebody else into the Wyatt, unless they debut a new Wyatt between now and then.
Sister Abigail.
No, I guess.
Yeah.
But then you'd have to do the constant tag out to a female every time. Every time that she got in the ring, you'd have to go to another.
Michelle McCool.
Not if Sister Abigail's a boy.
Well, that's true.
Or transgender.
Yeah.
How do they I could suggest a couple of those.
Andy Kaufman.
Oh, fuck shit.
Zach's leaving. What are you doing?
I don't know.
Stop recording.
Yes.
It has a time.
That's great. You know what's good about audio? It doesn't.
We still
doesn't
work.
I have such a newer, older
model update.
Yeah.
That it doesn't record after a certain time.
We're still working the kinks out of this whole.
That's right.
Video system
video thing. All right, so
I didn't watch Raw.
Yeah.
What happened?
There was one funny spot.
There was. Let me just bring it up here. Go ahead, Zach.
There was a part. You know, Cesaro comes out and he has the headphones on now, and he has the hood, and he throws the hood back.
Yeah.
Well, he fucking lost it because he threw his hood back so hard that the headphones went flying, and he's sitting up there trying so hard not to break character laugh. And laugh.
And that's beats by Dre, too. Those aren't cheap.
Oh, yeah.
That was the funniest part of Raw.
That's a real deal. So, Raw, the big storyline was that they took all the winners from the matches at Hell in a Cell and put them into a mini tournament.
Except for
Brock Lesnar.
Brock Lesnar.
And Charlotte.
If it was TNA,
yeah,
it would be.
Yeah, not given an opportunity. But I think they covered pretty much everybody else, as I recall.
Well,
I think,
why did Reigns get two matches, though?
He didn't. He was in the main event.
There's the qualifiers, and then...
I guess he was in the very first match against...
Kofi.
Yeah.
And then
he beat Kofi, and that qualified him for the main event.
Which was the match to decide who would be
the number one contender.
Yeah. It was like
That's
a tournament before the final. Yeah.
Owens beat Cesaro to get there. Ziggler beat Big E. And Del Rio beat Neville. And so those were the four in the main event.
And I thought Reigns had a match beginning of Raw and in a Raw.
He did.
That's what okay.
We're just explaining.
I didn't watch the last
match.
I didn't watch the last match.
Plus, I think the reason...
what was the point?
If I remember correctly, the reason Lesnar wasn't there and the reason Charlotte didn't get involved with the match is because Lesnar left and he rode out on Charlotte.
Wow. Back to the ranch. Oh my God! So anyway,
for a weekend update, I'm Hunter Hendricks.
Lesnar is supposedly not back until sometime early next year, so that's out of the equation for the time being. But yeah,
did anything else happen on Raw other than that?
Well, no. Roman Reigns became the number one contender.
Other than that.
We didn't get there
yet. God damn it, I'm saving it.
There was a, Sheamus, Rusev, and Barrett went over Ryback and the Dudleys. I guess that was the loser's bracket.
Let's skip all that. Did the women do anything?
Yeah, the Bellas beat Team PCB. Oh, okay.
So are they still doing that?
Yeah, so here's what happened.
That was the biggest pop of Raw.
Here's what happens. They cut to the back. Paige is on the phone, apparently talking to Mr. O'Brien.
Conan.
Conan. Subtlety. Do you get it? Do you get the joke? So anyway, Charlotte and Becky come in. She plays it up like she's some big, huge star. They don't want anything to do with her. And then she says, no. I want to apologize. I want to be back as part of the team. Let's just get back together. Please let me come out there and help you guys. So reluctantly, they agree. They go through the match. They lose the match. Afterwards, Paige beats the shit out of both of them and I guess turns heel again.
Yeah.
Again?
What a swerve.
I think she's turned heel season two.
I didn't see it coming.
God. I think she has been spending a lot of time with the Big Show. That's all I get. Yeah.
She was backstage reading Guide to Turning by Paul White.
Big Show comes by and he's like,
hey, just signed it for her.
Yeah.
She's about to start getting dizzy because he keeps turning so much he's dizzy.
Yeah, exactly.
He spin me right round, baby, right round.
So the Bellas win. She turns heel again on him afterward. That's it.
So we were in the store the other day and I'm trying to remember who it was. I think it was Ethan or maybe it was Steven. He starts singing, you spin me right round, baby, right round.
Yeah.
When you go down. And I said, that's not how the song goes. That's the Flo Rida version.
Yeah.
He did not know there was a version before that.
Oh, boy.
So I had to explain to him that that's the dirty song. The real song's like a record, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just wanted to mention that.
You remember how old it feels when people do that to you? When somebody's like, oh, I love that movie. And you're like, yeah, the first one was better. And like, what are you talking about? Wasn't that Dawn of the Dead in 2004? That was the only one, right?
If you're asking me if I feel old compared to the people I know, we need to talk later.
No, I know the feeling. Believe me.
Yeah. So Raw, let's just get to it.
We did.
That was it.
that was all.
Yeah, but
we're done.
Oh, I'm sorry. Does no one else want to complain about Roman Reigns?
No,
I had to in 300 words or less last night.
No, after the
which you can read
after the match
on the Real Rock
RealRock993 website. Yeah. That's right.
And his first match on Raw. No, Roman Reigns is looking good. I'm starting to become more of a Roman Reigns fan.
I like Roman Reigns. I've always said I like Roman Reigns. But here's again. You don't let Roman Reigns be organic. They're trying.
Yeah.
It's like Vince said, hey, is the well still back there? It is. Let's go to it again.
Here we go.
Yeah, let's dive right down. The fuck in. Me and Aquaman.
I've said before that
is played by the guy that played Khal Drogo, yeah. Jason That's Momoa, true. Who looks like Roman Reigns.
He does. My bigger problem with what happened.
Half-Life 3 confirmed.
The thing that concerned me more was the fact that, Reigns went over Kevin Owens, which Owens does not need right now. Keep the guy rolling on some kind of momentum, please. He's beaten Ryback twice. Isn't that something? They used to mail out wins over Ryback with samples of Tide back in the 90s. You know, everybody got one.
I'm pretty sure they told him he was a spin king.
And then the logic continues to fall apart because Ziggler was in the last match of the night leading up to the main event. I mean, right before the main event. So he spent after trying to go over Big E, and he just barely managed to pull that off. Why wouldn't you focus your attention on Dolph Ziggler?
Yeah.
Take him out.
Or
why? But here's why. Here's the internal logic. I'm sorry. I put it out there.
Uh-oh.
Because, like you just said.
He's fat.
No.
Oh.
The fat asses. No, these people want Roman Reigns to be a heel.
Yeah.
WWE, at the very least, acknowledges that. They don't want anything to do with it, but they're aware of it.
Yeah.
If Roman Reigns had pinned Dolph Ziggler, that arena would have exploded. Because Dolph Ziggler is the people's hero. He's the internet champion.
Internet darling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if he'd pinned him, because they're both the faces in the match, it would have been all over. So instead, he can't go over Del Rio. Del Rio just got back.
Right.
Can't afford that. I guess we'll make it Kevin Owens then. Might as well.
What else? What's that guy doing lately?
I had this great picture that I put on the blog of Owens where he's got the Intercontinental title, and I think it's after he won a match, and he's yelling, but it kind of looks like he's yelling at the belt, and he's like, why didn't I listen? They told me it was cursed.
They told me not to touch you like a poison dart frog.
Like he picks it up. Somebody's got to make this. Just a gif of this. He picks it up.
Gif?
And, no. Anyway.
Gif.
Jeff, like the peanut butter.
They make a good peanut butter.
You damn Hunter. Right. Anyway, he picks up the Intercontinental title, and it just cuts to that shot from from the last crusade where I can't even think of the guy's name now. It's not Belloc. It's the other one.
Where's face?
He's just melting. He just away crumbles. Yeah.
I like to imagine that when Kevin Owens picked up that Intercontinental title, his sleeves burned off and his hair went away. He got skinnier, tattoos formed, and he became Dave Mahoney. It's like a werewolf. When you get the cursed belt, you become
That's
a Mahoney.
Why he's trying to pawn it off. He's just trying to get rid of
it's
it.
It's a werehoney.
Oh my God.
Werehoney.
This is the Halloween episode of PWU.
Happy Halloween, everybody.
Happy one to you.
Yeah. It is going to be Halloween, actually.
That's right.
Well, there's nothing spookier than Roman Reigns being your number one contender again.
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 So we can do this thing again.
Yep.
Where now they'll start turning on him again.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll get to WrestleMania. And I swear to God, if he's the guy that beats Seth Rollins for the title, which he will be, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Which is more ridiculous than Alberto Del Rio beating Cena. Because Cena fought how many top tier challengers and won?
Low super kick.
Just to lose to a low super kick.
You know, I cooked up this ridiculous scenario this morning that they never go with, but you know, when you're in the shower and you're like, that sounds like a great plan, and then 10 minutes later you're like, what the hell was...
Glad I didn't do that.
What was I doing in there?
Yeah.
That was a dumb idea.
That doesn't fit in there. I don't care how soaped up it is.
I've never had that problem.
I couldn't be less surprised right now. So,
that's what she said.
Just go.
Oh, God.
Just anyway, keep going.
So the idea being that at Survivor Series, Roman Reigns actually wins the title there. Sheamus cashes in, wins the title from him. The next night on Raw, the Authority tells Sheamus, the new champion, hey, Seth Rollins is out, you know, taking a personal day. He needs some time to himself. But you've got to defend that thing, man. And Reigns was the last challenger, so I guess that's what happened. And Reigns wins it back in the main event, only for the Authority to announce, oh, actually, Seth Rollins just got here, and he wants his rematch, and then get the title back. The problem with that
is... But, no, you left out. But then at the end, Brock Lesnar comes out and beats Rollins for the title.
The biggest problem, I think,
to which Undertaker comes out and says one more time, and then he wins the title, and then Kane comes out.
You forgot Bray Wyatt.
And Wyatt's in there somewhere.
Yeah. No, he never was a champion.
No, but Undertaker.
This whole Monday...
No, it has to be who was the previous... Never mind.
This whole Raw is just going to be about trading the title off over and over again.
Yes.
It'll be...
Well, after Survivor Series.
It'll be the greatest night in the history of our sport.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'll put asses in
Shivani
the seats.
Style.
You're a Shivani king.
Oh, shit.
So anyway, that's pretty much all that
So
happened.
That was Raw. We're pissed that Roman Reigns is
I'm
the
pissed
number one
now. I'm not.
Well, Cena's gone. He's got to find someone to piss us off with.
Got to be there. So
in other news,
Who's around? Okay, we talked about Lesnar and probably not back till early next year. Cena again gone probably till around TLC. Orton is for sure now out with his shoulder injury, which has been plaguing him since like day one. Man, the second the guy got into wrestling,
Usos are coming back.
Who? Uh-huh.
Usos.
Usos are supposed to be back sometime soon.
Thank
God for that.
Good. And Ronda Rousey's coming for the title.
Well, we'll feed you, baby bird. We'll get to that. Yeah. We'll do more about that.
You know,
Rusev injured, too.
Rusev injured recently at
Main event.
Main event.
Yeah, against
not in a main event.
Yeah, a terrible place to get hurt at. It's like, where did you get injured? Where'd you end your career at? Superstars? Sweet.
What was your last match with WWE? Jacked.
Against Jack Swagger.
With 2Ks.
Shotguns Saturday night. Velocities were the best matches take place.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
It really was.
Or Stevie Knight Heat.
That's true. Stevie Knight Heat was pretty good stuff.
You know what I did not know until recently? I assumed
What's
James
that?
Storm was signed.
No.
No, he's not.
Oh, yeah, you weren't here for that when we talked about that.
No.
Not signed.
I can't believe you would bring James Storm in, you would give him the royal treatment like they did, and you don't have him signed?
I really wonder if that's a case of they haven't or they can't yet. What's his no-compete with TNA? I mean, how long has he really been gone from there? Because he might not be able to yet.
Yeah.
That's the question to me. Now, he hasn't said that, and you'd think he would. When interviewed about it, he'd probably just be like, hey, look, I can't yet.
Sorry about my damn luck.
Yeah, exactly. but yeah, I think that might have something to do with it. At the very least, I know that he was pleased with it, and WWE management was pleased with him. So
who wouldn't be pleased with it? It's James Storm.
And it could be just a bit of a trial separation for the time being, because, I mean, you know, Bubba Ray came back at the Royal Rumble, but he was only around for a little while, and it was just him. We didn't see him forever, and then all of a sudden in the summer, he and D-Von came back together, so who knows? Maybe they're just waiting on Bobby Roode, man, waiting on that contract to expire.
Get beer money.
Bring them in together.
Or alcohol currency. As to not piss
alcohol
off someone.
Alcohol! Anyway.
The cause of and solution to.
All of life's problems.
All of life's problems.
Hashtag Homer Simpson.
Also,
hang on,
I heard.
Hang on. Where's the.
You got
it would have been so much better if I just had it. Here it is.
I see. Well, I'll need some beer.
Can you give me a Hank Hill?
Oh, yeah. Hang on a second. Let me, here we go.
Just Zach. When I think you've said the stupidest thing ever, you keep talking.
That's right, folks. We're gonna start incorporating sound effects.
It's going down from now on. You ready?
Ladies and gentlemen, wake the kids, phone the neighbors, get ready for real comedy fun.
This officially is Weenie in the Butt now. I finally come full circle.
Weekends in the morning.
Hey, Ring of Honor signed the Young Bucks.
What?
Yeah, Ring of Honor signed the Young Bucks.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's kind of cool.
Good for them.
Yeah, definitely.
Did you,
that's a thing that happened.
I don't care.
Did you see that NXT signed a Mickey James lookalike?
No.
Really?
Well, last time NXT, this girl came out. She's from Australia. She has blonde hair. But she
all are.
She dresses up exactly like Mickey James did.
Well, no, hold on. When you say she dresses up.
Not the thong. But she has the skirt.
Damn.
But with like the spank type things. And I was like, she's supposed to be.
She looks like a cheerleader.
Are we good?
All right. Anyway, we're good.
He just deleted the entire show.
Something spooky about this show. We are plagued with problems.
No, we are, man.
All day.
I hit the old space bar and
before we get out of here,
second.
We need to mention next week on Thursday we're recording late after the NXT show has done, and that would be the Finn Balor and Apollo Crews title match.
What?
Next week on next
Wednesday is the Crews.
We'll be recording it late if we want to get a preview in about.
I'm just thinking about Mickey James.
I already know what happened. I mean,
you ruined everything.
You remember when Mickey James?
Everything. I didn't tell you.
Well, stop reading ahead.
Remember when Mickey James grabbed Trish's crotch?
Me. No,
and then licked her fingers.
Nope.
I remember when she grabbed something else.
I don't think those pictures are online.
No, but the video is.
God.
What else did you have, honey?
Jesus!
What else did you have?
Well, let's talk about Ronda Rousey, because we were already at that point.
You want to talk about Ronda Rousey?
No. Might as well. That was the next little bit that I had. She actually officially said that she wants to be WWE Divas Champion.
And Charlotte just sent a message out today.
Who
says,
did?
Charlotte.
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 Okay. She sent a message out today. She said, anytime, anywhere.
Machete.
I don't get it.
Guard. I know.
So Ronda.
I know you don't.
Hank Hill again.
I'm out.
Where is he?
I'm packing up.
There we go.
Just when I think you said the stupidest thing ever, you keep talking.
Packing up.
That's too much fun.
I think we broke Zach on that.
He's packing it in. So Triple H, anyway, responded to Ronda Rousey.
Zach, talk about Ronda Rousey with us.
Said, you're always welcome. I'll leave the light on at the WWE Performance Center for
you. Do you really think Ronda Rousey would ever have to go to the WWE Performance Center?
I think he just means if you want to, you know, not get training time.
I think he wants her
time.
NXT.
Oh, yeah, he definitely wants her NXT. But I think what he meant to say is, anytime you want to come in and beat whoever you want, regardless of gender, let me know.
if the janitor looks at you wrong, let me know. Yeah. We'll put him in some tights and send him out there.
And really, that applies to anyone in the Federation. any superstar in Hollywood. If you're a Hollywood celebrity and you're big enough, if you want to just come in and beat, you know, Seth Rollins tomorrow for the title,
yeah, just email us at podzilla1985@hotmail.com.
Lil Wayne as WWE champion. Lil Chris. I'm assuming there's so many littles.
There are a lot of them.
Look, no.
Whatever
she
happened
looks
in
like
the
90s,
they were all big. You know, Big Pun.
Big Papa Pump.
Right.
No.
Yeah, holler.
That's
your hookup. Holler at him.
So Ronda Rousey. Ronda Rousey has that problem with coming in here like Brock Lesnar has that problem when he came back from UFC. How do you put anybody against them and make it seem like they legitimately have a chance against someone you know is that badass? With Lesnar, he was good.
Right.
He was great.
Yeah.
But he wasn't perfect. Ronda Rousey is literally perfect.
As far as UFC is concerned, yeah.
She's never lost. She's practically invincible.
Yeah.
She takes people down in 12 seconds. You know?
Yeah.
I'd last 14 seconds with her too, Bobby. You know, stuff like that. So
We know about
Rancho Unicorno. So who do you put up against Ronda Rousey if she comes into WWE? You can't put her against Charlotte or Nikki Bella.
Dana Brooke.
Or Dana Brooke maybe.
Oh, Dana would get hit. Are you serious?
I know who's going to be. I know who's going to be.
Asuka killed her.
I know who's going to be. Eva Marie.
If they had their way, probably.
Yeah, probably.
But I only say Dana Brooke because I forgot she wrestled Asuka, and I forgot Asuka tore her apart.
Yeah. Asuka ruined her day.
Yeah, ruined
and
her career.
Her next, like,
really.
Month, really.
Yeah. Unless they bring back Awesome Kong.
Yeah, well, Nia Jax. There you go.
I still haven't seen her.
Here's what it would come down to. I mean, realistically, it's going to be a lot like Lesnar. First of all, she's not going to work a regular set of days.
Oh, absolutely. She probably would want to, though.
Oh, I'm sure she would.
I'm sure Ronda Rousey would love to be like a touring member of
her
the group.
Her agent would never let
you think
she'd
join Up, Up, Down, Down?
I do. I really do.
You've gone too far.
No,
we'll get there eventually.
I'm so excited.
I think she'd be great because she loves video games.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure she would. I'm sure she'd
be a total nerd.
But that's the thing. You're going to have to have some.
I can snap you in half.
You're going to have some in-ring action. So limited dates, probably going to win most of her matches. And that's the thing. It's not like they're going to put her up against somebody who's a realistic match right off the bat. Almost every time, she's going to be just like Asuka. Dana Brooke was never a match for her. They weren't even suggesting that she was. So they're going to put her up against people that she can destroy left and right.
See, I feel like they'll bring her right in and give her the title immediately. Because that's what WWE does. If they know they can get publicity, that's all they care about. They don't think long term.
Yeah.
They think of what can I do now to pop the ratings, which is exactly what WCW thought before it went out of business.
Right.
You know, is WWE going to go out of business? Probably not, because they've got their hands in so many different cookie jars with the network, with the overseas stuff. They have a
films division.
The film division.
Yeah.
They have lots of currency coming in, but eventually, with the path they're taking, they are going to see problems.
Oh, yeah.
They're
already kind of seeing them, at the very least, with their TV division. Quarter three ratings are down.
And
the
McMahon
is mad.
But that does not include people who don't watch it live.
That's true. That doesn't count the Hulu and stuff like that. But
right now, they're still taking that stuff to heart.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
who was it? I think it was it Shawn Michaels or Mick Foley in the Monday Night War DVDs said that they had never talked about ratings before.
Yeah.
Until WCW came along. And then every day when they would go in, they would get updates on the ratings and what popped and what didn't.
I can tell you right now, if there were no other radio groups in this, we would never talk about ratings. If there were no other ones in the immediate area, we wouldn't do that.
Because it doesn't matter.
Right. And for the most part, that's always been kind of on the back burner. But this was the first year that our group actually, and I haven't seen them. I'm not privy to anything about them. But our group purchased a ratings book from Nielsen just because we wanted to know.
Well, I'm proud to say that Podzilla 1985 is the number one podcast in Southeast Missouri.
You're damn right it is. And if somebody disagrees, fight us IRL, bro. We're jacked.
I'm fucking jacked. Legitimately.
If somebody else thinks that they're a better podcast, email.
At Podzilla 1985. Come on to the show.
I will start my own.
Wait, what?
What?
I'll start my own to go against you.
You and Dave Mahoney and...
Redacted.
And you guys can do pro wrestling...
Scripted.
Undicked.
Write it down.
Yeah. Pro wrestling scripted. Write down every word. Like a WWE promo.
Hire a court stenographer to just take it.
What else you got? Because I haven't even checked the news lately.
Man, I really don't. I got nothing else. I closed the window because we ran through Raw. We ran through that.
SmackDown is tonight. I mentioned earlier there's a it's a Halloween edition of SmackDown. So first of all, Bo Dallas dresses like a ghost throughout the entire show.
The
until
irony.
He gets the shit kicked out of him.
Love
I forget
it.
Who by.
Not that.
Mark Henry.
What?
Mark Henry? I'm pretty sure.
Good. He deserves it. He needs it. Bo Dallas is fucking worthless.
I disagree.
He's useless.
I think Asa would disagree with you on that one too.
You know, okay, Bo Dallas in WWE is useless. NXT was fine. NXT was fine, but ever since he got called up.
Also, I'm on 401 Mania right now because we have a, you know, obviously we
our work. Deal, right? Yeah,
I've been on their site.
What about your sources inside WWE? What well, do they
my,
have for
oh, okay,
us?
My sources inside the WWE. Yeah. They just let me know that the stock is down.
You damn right it
and,
is.
And Vince McMahon is freaking out.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me in any way whatsoever.
But they do this every couple of months. It's like if this was the first time this happened,
at least once a year.
Yeah, we could be talking about, oh my god. What are we going to do? What's Vince going to do? But they do this all the time. This is not the first time that Vince freaks out about the ratings.
Yeah.
They always pop a rating because they'll do something good.
Oh, yeah.
And then once the ratings are okay for a week or two, it's like he forgets. Alzheimer's kicks back in. He forgets that he was upset. He has some warm milk and some cookies.
Has a little bath, maybe.
Fires
down.
Somebody, and then everything's fine again.
Already last night, in the midst of the blog, I was saying at the very end, you know what I'm hopeful for, though, is at the end of Raw, I will say, as much as I don't really care for Reigns as the new number one contender, the matches were great. It was a good show, worth watching at the very least. There were some stories told in the actual matches.
Yeah.
Again, I was not satisfied with the outcome, and I didn't really like the way that it went down, but everything else was pretty damn good. And I thought, here we go. We're heading toward the future. This is good stuff. You've got Orton, Cena, and Lesnar, at the very least, all sidelined or gone until, you know, sometime next year. So for the next few months, the new guys can run wild. What are they advertising for Survivor Series? 25 years of The Undertaker, y'all! Son of a bitch!
Look, I love nostalgia, too.
Right!
My apartment is filled with nostalgia.
Hell yes!
But, you know, Fonzie, I think it's the first time I've ever mentioned Fonzie on the air.
No. I gotta know where you're connecting these dots.
Yesterday, we were in the store, and he said, "Hey, Shannon, you know what my favorite era is?"
Jesus fucking Christ. Spot on.
The 90s. The 90s were the best era. I want to go back to that. And I said, Fonzie, it's great to love the 90s. I grew up in the 90s. It was great. You're
I
right.
I love the
90s. No, wait. Does he mean wrestling or just in general?
Just in general.
I didn't think Fonzie even likes wrestling.
I don't think so.
Probably not.
But he loves
is.
The 90s.
Yeah.
And I told him.
Like VH1.
Yeah. And it's great to love the 90s, but you can't live in the past.
No.
You have to build toward your future. And it feels like right now the WWE is just living in the past.
Oh, yeah.
With Lesnar, Taker. Let's bring Stone Cold back.
Sure.
Did Hogan say nigger lately? Can we put him on again?
Dude, you said you would.
I apologize. I forgot about that. I'm sorry.
I'm really just laughing at Zach's reaction. That was the best part.
I legitimately forgot. I promise Zach I wouldn't say that again. So. Look, Zach, we all make mistakes.
I'll bleep you out.
Guess we're not going to be on YouTube.
That's fine. Listen, it's what can we do to bring back an old star? Instead of pushing new stars.
Hey, something you might want to talk about, because we got like 7 minutes or so to go here. Right. Didn't Hogan say that he wishes WWE had suspended him?
Yeah, he said this week, he said he didn't.
I wish they just suspended me, brother. Really? Let's put that in the headlines.
I'm pretty sure everyone I've ever fired has said that. I sure wish Shannon hadn't fired me. Of course you do.
That's a headline. Yeah, he'll be on TMZ for a week because
that's
of that.
Like me staring at an empty box of pizza going, I wish I didn't eat the whole thing.
I sure wish there was some more pizza.
I wish there was more pizza in that box. Or looking at my bank account that's empty and going, wish I had money.
No, of course you looking would. In the mirror, man, I wish pizza, I could be president.
Like, if you got that pizza, like, I wish it was more footprint.
That is one of the worst headlines. That is almost as good. All right, 4-1 Mania.
No, time out. Why don't you play Hank Hill whenever?
Can you get a Hank Hill?
Just when I think you've said the stupidest thing ever, you keep talking.
Jeez. What's like going on Spin Kings and not spinning enough?
Where's the journalistic,
I want to be Spin King.
Where's the journalistic integrity of 401 Mania? That was one of their headlines. Another one of their
How about
headlines.
The Daniel Bryan one.
The Daniel Bryan one. Did you hear that?
No.
So they posted, this was a story on their site.
Yeah.
Why do we have an affiliation with these people? They said that.
Did we really?
No.
I've
been on their site. I've been featured.
I've been there.
I've been there, done that.
Yeah.
They literally said they had a story. They broke the story. Daniel Bryan possible to return at Hell in a Cell against Cena because
what?
A guy on a plane sat next to someone that he thought was Daniel Bryan. So he pretended he was a neurologist. Talked him up, and the guy told him that he was just cleared to go back to work, and he was going in that night.
What the
so
hell?
They ran that as a story.
Oh,
Daniel Bryan,
God.
Possible return. I don't know! Why? Why? That is ridiculous. And not only as a wrestling fan, I go, well, that's stupid, but as a journalist, as a man that went to school for journalism.
Some integrity, for the love of God.
What the fuck, man?
The longer I've used stuff from 411. Because I usually pull something from 411 to use just like quickly in the morning. I'll do one little wrestling-related news bit. And almost every time that I do now, I notice after I copy the story over so that I can read it easier, it literally almost every time begins with, according to the Wrestling Observer newsletter.
Yeah.
Well, fucking A, I'm going to start going to the Wrestling Observer newsletter, I guess.
All their stories start with according to other sites, except this one.
According to Raja.
According to some guy on a plane, Daniel Bryan might be coming back.
Oh, my God.
It's ridiculous.
Damn it, 411. How do we motherfuckers of the week.
No!
Yep.
No! Okay, fuck
Wait,
this.
No, hold on. Wait, who do you got?
I got three choices.
What is this one?
The mowers this morning at fucking Cape LaCroix.
Oh, that woke you up?
My fucking windows were open, and literally, I shot out of bed. My dog's barking. I thought the terrorists were coming for me.
The terrorists? Is this syphilis? What is that for?
This says dipshit Dalton, but then again, I don't want to give him that credit because I'll take it too much because he's not a heel. He's a chicken shit.
And is that Betty Denise?
That says Best Buy and Lonnie.
Oh, well, Lonnie usually is your motherfucker.
At least mine was wrestling related.
Yeah, well, I mean.
Motherfucker of the Week doesn't have to be just wrestling related.
I guess you don't have to be a wrestler to be a motherfucker.
Mm.
I know a lot of motherfuckers that I stand next to on this show.
Oh, my God. Huh? We got 4 minutes left.
How did we even hear about 411 Mania to begin with? Wasn't it Jordan?
Oh, dude, I don't know. I've been going there forever.
I was not. I always go to PW Insider.
I used to go to there and Inside Pulse because they both had like wrestling and movies and all sorts of other shit. And over time, Inside Pulse became hard to navigate, so I just stuck with 411.
I got Bleacher Report.
Bleacher Report I've gone to. PW Insider I go to. PW Insider's always been my go-to. Or it used to be OneWrestling.com.
Yeah, OneWrestling's good.
But yeah... 411 Mania.
411 is more of just an aggregate site at this point. I mean, again, they just pull stuff from everybody else's site.
411 Mania is like the media takeout of wrestling sites. Do you know Media Takeout? Quite possibly the worst journalistic entity in the world. All right, fans, go. Why am I even promoting it? Do it though. Go to MediaTakeout.com. Look it up, and you will be amazed. If you think journalism, anybody can do it. Go to that site and look at this bullshit. These people that post things like Lil Wayne caught in gay sex with other guy, probably.
Probably did.
Here's a picture of him with a dude. They ain't
kissing.
It's
a guy that looks like Lil Wayne.
I don't know why I'm doing it in a country voice because it's predominantly black.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It's a guy that looks like Lil Wayne. Now here's Roy. The thing about 411, and I've brought it up before, I don't know if you guys have ever gone and looked, but one of the things that pisses me off the most is they clearly have a troll writer just for the sake of having a troll writer.
Yes.
Justin Watry.
Yes, I've seen
the
that.
Worst columnist.
It's like if you gave Zach
on the
fucking keyboard and said, here you go, piss us off.
I don't need a keyboard to do it.
I know you don't.
You're not wrong, folks. Oh,
but yeah, every time I read one of his articles, the people below that say, why did I even read this?
Why did I do this?
I should have looked at the name.
Yep. Yeah, because if you click on at the top of the 411 site, if you click on the pictures or just hover of it, it won't tell you who the author is.
Yeah.
You have to wait until it actually shows up in the columns list.
That guy gets the hits, though.
That guy, he gets them
Controversy
all.
Controversy creates cash.
Go check it out over on NoDQ.com.
Yeah.
And then he spends half his article talking about fucking Big Brother, which might be the worst television show of all time, because it's not a television show. It's a security camera that you hooked up to CBS's feed.
It's like if someone said, let's make a movie of The Sims.
I hate The Sims. My Sims are the motherfucker of the week.
My Sim had like eight women pregnant at once.
Wow. Yeah.
And he was a spy.
How did he pull that off?
The two are probably related.
Yeah,
you know?
Actually.
Bond's got a lot of babies out there, yeah. All right, well, I'm done.
I have one question.
I'm pissed now.
I'm pissed now, Lex Luger.
Hunter told me that if I carry this briefcase around.
Oh, dear God.
He said he's going to try to contest it and take it from me. And I want to know.
Not when you know it's coming.
Yeah.
Well, he said there's going to be some kind of contest for it. And I want to know what the contest
Why
is.
Why the
so
hell
I keep
would
it.
I give you the rules?
Yeah.
Why?
I think that briefcase should be under hardcore title 24/7
Well,
law.
Then,
yeah, he just punch a
then
guy.
I'm going to get a handcuff.
Oh, my God.
Oh, jeez.
He's going to handcuff a cardboard box to his arm.
It's my Money in the Bank briefcase.
Isn't that really
There's
how we all
There's a real contract in here.
Isn't that really how we all knew Zach would go out eventually?
You want to see my contract in here?
What's the contract for?
Oh, boy.
Everything.
This is a great... What? What the hell?
Stay with us.
This is a great visual gag on the audio podcast.
I think it stopped recording, so.
I don't know.
All right, well, Hunter,
yeah.
We had a show today.
We did, and gosh, I wish it were better.
It's good to be back, folks.
It is. Good to be
we
back.
Got 30
well,
seconds
we got 30 seconds over
so
here,
let's wrap
too.
This up.
Yeah,
Zach,
let's do it.
And Hunter, thanks.
The coach.
It's good. Zach, the coach, and Double H Hunter Hendricks, Mr. 100.
That's him.
Good
That's
to
you.
Be back and see you guys again.
Damn right it is.
We don't see them.
No,
they
you
see
too.
Us.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
well, everybody
good to see
sees
you.
Us. Yeah, that's it's good right. to see you. For
yeah,
sure.
it is.
All right. Well, thank you guys for listening.
Yeah,
thank you so much. We'll be back on Sunday probably, or we won't. I don't know.
I don't know.
It depends on what mood I'm in.
Well, you're going to, not tonight. This is Friday, but yesterday, Terrifying Tampa Thursday. Should already be up. Go
oh, wow.
To that.
What a great show, wasn't it?
It's the last one of the
It's
October.
It's the last Halloween series, yeah.
Yeah.
So we're going to go back to regular Terrifying, or regular Tanner Thursdays, which are also terrifying.
That's right.
Just because Tanner's so big.
That's true.
And
you're not wrong. Terrible.
Haunted Hillbilly coming soon.
Jeez. All right. Let's kill it.
Let's kill it.
All right. Here we go.
Shut it down. Shut it down.
Just shut it down.
Do you have that? No, that's not here, is it?
No, it's over there.
Oh, I'd love to use that one day.
Yeah, well, the recording in the Real Rock one sucks.
Give us a clip to go out on. So, guys, we'll see you later.
Oh,
have
geez.
A great weekend, and we'll see you next week.
I have no good clips. Be a spin king.